This is Solar Spotlight, a manufacturing podcast from Solar Power World. Hello, everyone. I'm Billy Lute, senior editor of Solar Power World magazine. Utility-scale solar projects are consistently breaking capacity records annually, both in individual project size and overall countrywide output. The sheer scale of these acres and sometimes miles-long arrays require an unprecedented amount of work time to construct, and even before a pile is driven into the dirt, project engineers must spend time designing these systems. PVCase, a software-as-a-service company founded by solar engineers, has for the last decade provided design services for utility-scale solar projects globally. David Trainovicius, founder and CEO of PVCase, is on this episode of Solar Spotlight to discuss how the platform is helping solar developers automate processes and reduce work hours. So David, thanks for coming on the show. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So what problem does PVCase solve in the solar market?
When you say problem, I would think maybe several problems altogether. So we've been seeing this for the past maybe 10 years now, that there's a lack of trained professionals in the industry. Although, you know, solar is becoming quite a fashionable and popular area to study and then start work. But with the solar growth globally, just still not enough. So that would be maybe number one, I would say. The second one would be a lack of automation tools. For my career in solar, I was always thinking how engineering can change this industry and how automation can change this industry and how we can move faster. Because as I said, number one, lack of talent. So I think tools can solve that slightly. And then the third one would be all those tools in the market are so separated from each other. So there's no one tool that connects them all. And I think that's a big challenge that we're trying to solve.
So what is PVCase and how does it solve the problems you just described?
So we started this with the main flagship product that is a utility scale design tool used by solar engineers. And we've been working with our clients to develop that product in the past 5-6 years now. Now we are changing that a bit and becoming a bit more of a platform play. So where, you know, we can start with GIS tool first to find sites, select sites, and then move to the design process. So make that process just more simple. When I think about how our clients are using it and what, you know, benefits they are getting, the biggest one is the time saving. Because it used to take so many like man hours to design power plants. Now with our automation tools, you can do that much, much faster. And that is a key selling point to our clients.
So who do you sell to and what problems do you solve for those clients?
So several different client types, I would say. First group would be developers that are looking for sites to develop solar assets on. So they're looking for suitable sites, selecting them, and then moving to the engineering phase. So the second client base would be EPCs or engineering procurement and construction companies, together with engineering consultants that develops those utility scale power plants.
And how has fundraising changed the trajectory of the company?
I think from the inception, we knew what we want to build and how fast we want to grow. Fundraising in general was quite a difficult process because of the times, I would say. First fundraise we did in 2021, we raised $23 million, and it was during COVID. Then the last one that we did, actually in 2023, so we raised $100 million. It was the time when time changed for all the tech companies, as you all know. But I think for solar industry is completely opposite from what's happening in the markets or with tech companies, because it's such a big incentives to for the market to grow even faster. And we want to take that wind and actually grow even faster with this fundraising exercise we do. So the last one we did, It's for expansion and building more products and international expansion. Now we have quite a few colleagues in the US, in Spain, Germany, and here in Lithuania. So I think with the fundraising, with our new board members and experience that they have and bring to the table, we can move even faster.
And what is your business model?
So typical SaaS, I would say, but if you look a bit more carefully what we do inside, we always said that we want to be engineers for engineers. And this is how it all started. Some of our first colleagues joined from the consultancy business. They've been using software before. They've been designing power plants before, and most of them became our technical sales manager, customer support managers, and all the people that we are recruiting, they are coming from solar industry. So it's naturally much easier to showcase the product suite, understand the needs of our clients, and sell, specific software solutions that they need.
So how and when did you know PV Case was fit to enter the market?
I think in the beginning, when we started developing PV Case, it was at the consultancy I was running. So initially, it was the design tool for internal use. So we use for real projects globally. And then we've got so many requests from our clients asking what type of software solutions we're using. And they asked to sell that solution for them. So it was the natural path to do a spin-off from the consultancy. And this is how PV Case was born. And naturally, that product market fit was so obvious at that time.
So, what do you see as the critical path obstacle we will need to overcome to unlock the true potential of the market slash problem you're working to solve?
I think it's actually twofold. So one, what we started seeing when we started developing more products internally is that critical component is the data risk, because as I said in the beginning, in the market, we have so many different software solutions that are not integrated to each other and it's not communicating. So it's so many times that happens to our clients when they need to import and export data sets. They are not matching, or when assets are actually built and operational, they're looking at the performance and sees that some of the assets are underperforming. And after analytics, they understand that the underperformance comes from inaccurate data that was used in the beginning. And that's one of the biggest challenges in the industry that we are solving. So I think, to your question, solar executives taking decisions needs to understand that they need to spend more money on quality software solutions to improve the quality of the future power plant that will be built. And I think that's the biggest obstacle that or biggest challenge we're trying to solve with at PV Case.
David, thank you for your time. Where can people find out more about PV Case and where can our listeners engage with you?
I think the easiest way would be my LinkedIn profile or PVK's LinkedIn profile. So please check those out.
I'm Billy Loop with Solar Power World. Thanks for listening.